A Massachusetts businessman named John Wilson is among the wealthy parents charged this week in a high-profile college admissions case. Wilson's accused of paying a bribe and conspiring to fake his son's athletic credentials to secure admission to the University of Southern California. But it turns out Wilson may have embellished his own resume, too. WBUR's Callum Borchers found out some claims don't stand up to scrutiny, and he joins us now. Callum, welcome.
Hey there, Jack.
So before we get to Wilson's resume, can you tell us exactly who he is and sort of fill in the details of this criminal case against him?
Sure. So Wilson is a Hyannisport resident and a former executive at two of Massachusetts' most prominent companies, Staples and Bain & Company. And he's also held top posts at The Gap and Northwest Airlines. And he's accused of paying a $220,000 bribe to the college counselor who allegedly ran this whole elaborate college admission scheme for all these wealthy families. And the FBI says that some of that money was used to pay off the men's water polo coach at USC. Emails show that the coach falsely told a university administrator that Wilson's son was a high-level recruit so that the young man would be able to get in more easily.
So I understand one email even claimed that Wilson's son could swim 50 yards in 20 seconds and that he would be the fastest player on the team.
Yeah, he was going to be the fastest swimmer on a team that already had won five straight national championships. It was quite a claim.
And so you looked into some of the numbers that Wilson listed for himself on his LinkedIn resume. What did you find there?
Well, I found that Wilson does have a record of success in business, just not quite as much success as he claims. For example, he claims that he grew total sales at Staples, quote, nearly 10 times when he was chief financial officer in the 90s. Now, Staples is a public company, Jack, so we can check these things. And securities filings show that the actual growth was four times, not 10. I'll give you another example. Wilson's next job after Staples was executive vice president at The Gap, which is Old Navy's parent company. Wilson claims that he led Old Navy's expansion from a, quote, eight-store test concept to 800 stores in 4 years. But in reality, according to a securities filing, Gap already had 139 Old Navy stores before Wilson joined the company. And around the time he left, the number was 530. So at the time of Wilson's arrival, Old Navy wasn't really the fledgling brand that he depicts, and when he left, it wasn't as big as he says.
Besides the numbers, does everything else check out?
Well, one of Wilson's most impressive claims is that he earned an MBA from Harvard Business School in just 2 years, and that's true. There are some other claims, Jack, that are subjective. You know, on his website, for example, he describes himself as an accomplished ballroom dancer and a talented artist. Those are just opinions. Another claim stands out, though. His resume says that his success at Staples led him to be selected by CFO Magazine in 1994 as one of the top 50 CFOs in the United States. So I asked the magazine's editor-in-chief, Vincent Ryan, to dig into his archive, and Ryan told me in an email, quote, "I can't even verify that we actually did a top 50 CFOs that year or ever." Now, he did say there are a couple of issues missing from the archive, so it is possible that Wilson did receive the accolade.
All right. That is WBUR's Bostonomics reporter, Callum Borchers. Callum, thanks.
Great to be with you.
And Wilson did not respond to an interview request. WBUR also reached out to several of Wilson's former colleagues and schoolmates who did not respond.